The Special Olympic World Games are for competitors with intellectual and mental disabilities. Just like the regular Olympics, the games open with a lighting of the huge torch from a flame that's been carried around the world by these special athletes. And if you've ever watched that part of the torch run, you've likely had tears in your eyes because the courage and the determination and the hope on the faces of these particular runners is awesome. They personify the Special Olympic Oath, which is, "Let me win. But if I can't win, let me be brave in the attempt." And as the torch is carried around the world, runners encounter all kinds of discouraging weather and difficult circumstances, but they don't quit. And they don't quit because the torch they carry is called the Flame of Hope. This is Daily Hope, and I'm Rick Warren.
Today on Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren. Well, we bring our series called The Invisible War to a close. In these lessons, we've been taking an in-depth look at the unseen world of good and evil and how the spiritual side of life directly impacts our day-to-day existence in ways we never imagined. If you've ever had the sinking suspicion that there are unseen spiritual forces working against you, you're going to want to stay with us, because in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a special 7-session DVD series and workbook from Pastor Rick called The Invisible War, Winning the Battle Against Temptation. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Never Fight Your Battles Undressed.
Now, the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. So you have to have the shield of faith. You got to carry it with you. I'm going to trust God no matter what my feelings say. I'm going to trust God no matter what my eyes tell me. I'm going to trust God no matter what I'm hearing. I'm going to hold on to the shield of faith. That is certainty. Now, the fifth thing you need, and of course, this is what a soldier needs, is he puts on the helmet. And of course, the helmet was probably the most important part of a soldier's wear, a centurion's wear, because if you get a head wound, that's often a mortal wound. If you lose your head, you've lost it. And so you want to have, not many people are walking around headless, right? Okay? So you want to wear a helmet. And he says, you got to put on the helmet. And that's the next verse, verse 17. He says, you need to put on the helmet of salvation. Salvation. Now, what is the purpose of a helmet? It is to protect your mind. Your mind. And so the fifth piece of weapon protection you need is sanity. Sanity. And sanity means I protect my mind from evil thoughts. I protect my mind. That's what a helmet does. It protects your mind. It protects your head. And if you're going to win the spiritual battles of life over doubt, discouragement, depression, defeat, and all these other things, you got to learn how to control your thoughts. You got to have sanity. I didn't say hanity. I said sanity, protecting my mind from evil. Now, what is it that protects my mind from evil? Salvation. When I get put on salvation, I get a whole new mind. Let me just say it this way. If you don't know Jesus Christ, if you don't have him in your heart, if you're still outside the family, you, friend, have zero protection against Satan. None whatsoever. Satan's not afraid of your words. He is afraid of God's word. Satan's not afraid of your thoughts. He is afraid of God's thoughts. And it is salvation that protects your mind. And it's the helmet of salvation. Now, I don't want to go into this in a lot of detail because we've spent weeks talking about the importance of guarding your mind. But it is amazing to me what people allow in their mind, what they'll read, what they'll think, what they'll listen to. You know, let's just admit it. Do you know what television is? It's a drug with a plug. That's really all it is. It's a drug with a plug. And most of it on there is not really very good for your brain. There's some good stuff, and there's some stuff that's just fluff. But there's a lot of stuff on there that's actually bad, and it's not good for your mind. The Bible says this in Colossians 3:2. Keep your mind on things above, not on worldly things. That means when Satan puts a dart and he shoots a dart of doubt in your mind, you go, I'm not going to believe that. I got the helmet of salvation on. Instead, I'm going to think this. You cannot choose what happens to you. You cannot choose everything that's going to happen if you, but you can choose what you think about. You have 100% control over that. And when you choose to think on things that are good and true and right and just, when you choose to think on the Word of God, you are putting on the helmet of salvation. Now, when you think about each of these issues, integrity and purity and serenity, peace and certainty and sanity, you know what that is? It's a perfect picture of Jesus. What this is talking about is letting Jesus Christ live through your life. Nobody has more integrity, more sanity, more purity, more certainty than Jesus Christ. Now, there's one other thing that you have to have in order to fight the battles in life and win. And Paul says you got to put on every piece. And the fifth piece is maturity. If you'll write this down, maturity. And what is maturity? Just knowing a lot of the Bible? No. It is knowing the Bible and knowing how to use the Bible against Satan. Maturity is the ability to use the Word of God against Satan. And unfortunately, most people don't know how to do this. You may have been in church for a year or 2 years or 10 years, and you've heard lots of Bible taught, but you don't know how to use the Bible against Satan. That is maturity, how to use the Word of God against the devil.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called Never Fight Your Battles Undressed from our series called The Invisible War. The second half of today's study is coming up next.
Do you want to live a victorious life? You can. Everyone is vulnerable to temptation, but few know how to fight it. From the moment we wake up, there's a spiritual war raging around us. In order to effectively fight this war and experience victory, we must be equipped with knowledge of the tactics that Satan uses to ensnare us. Learn the powerful defenses and comforts that God promises in the study kit called The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation. In this 7-session DVD series and workbook, Pastor Rick will teach you how to overcome the 3 main types of temptations that Satan uses to stumble believers: passions, possessions, and position. If you want to win the battle against temptation, it is critical that you know how to fight the surprisingly predictable ways that Satan will tempt you. The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation, is yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to rickwarren.org to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you have a smartphone or tablet, you can text the word DAILY to 313131.
And once again, here's Rick Warren.
Maturity is the ability to use the Word of God against Satan. And unfortunately, most people don't know how to do this. You may have been in church for a year or 2 years or 10 years, and you've heard lots of Bible taught, but you don't know how to use the Bible against Satan. That is maturity, how to use the Word of God against the devil. Maturity is when you practice the Word of God, not just know it. Now, here's a passage on the screen. It's not on your outline. It's a long passage, but it's important. Hebrews 5:12 to chapter 6, verse 1. Let me read this to you. Paul's talking to believers, and he says, you know, you guys, you've been Christians for a long time, and you're still immature. You're still babies. He said, you ought to be able to be a teacher. In fact, here's what he says. Though by this time, you've been a Christian this long, by this time, you ought to be teachers. Now, you ought to be teaching the Bible, not just sitting listening to it. But he said, you still need somebody to teach you the elementary truths of God's Word. You need milk, not solid food. He said, anybody who lives on milk is still a spiritual baby. But solid food is for the mature. And then here's the definition of maturity: who by constantly practicing, in other words, not, oh, I know that Bible, not I've studied that Bible, but I practice the Bible, who by constant practicing have trained themselves, and you can train yourself, that's maturity, who by constant practicing have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. What's he talking about there? Maturity is when you know the Bible so well that you go, you hear an idea, you go, oh, that's not of God. Of course, that's wrong. That's foolish. That's dumb. This is right. That's wrong. And you can quickly judge. You go, that's not right because I know what the Bible says. That's wrong. That's the Bible. That's a good thing. I shouldn't say that. I should say this. I shouldn't do that. I should do this because you've trained yourself to know right from wrong. He says, therefore, let us leave the elementary teaching about Christ, teachings about Christ, and go on to maturity and of faith in God. Now, the seventh weapon that a soldier would have, and of course this one is important, is his sword. Now, a sword is so important because this is an offensive weapon. You see, are you ticklish, Tom? This shield is a defensive weapon, but the sword is an offensive weapon. This one is where you're going after Satan rather than him coming after you. You're taking over territory. You're expanding. You're enlarging the kingdom. You're going after what you want to go after in life because you're not just defending yourself as some poor person under attack. You're saying, I'm coming after you, buddy. You're not going to get my family, Satan. You're not going to get my job, Satan. You're not going to get my career. You're not going to get my marriage. You're not going to get my mind. I'm coming after you. And the Bible calls this the sword of the Spirit. And notice the next verse, verse 17. He says, you take the sword of the Spirit, which is, what is it? The Word of God. Look up here. This is your sword. The Bible is your sword. And the Bible says it can cut, and the sharper your sword is, the more you can do with it. This is your sword. Now here's the, listen to me very, very closely. The Bible does not become your sword until you memorize it. If it's all the words are in this little book and you got it on your shelf, it does you no good at all. But if you memorize a Bible verse, it's in your mind. And remember, that's where the battle is. Now it becomes a sword. If you have a Bible, you could have 100 Bibles on your shelf. And as long as they're closed and on the shelf, they do you no good. There's no power in them just sitting there. It's only when you take truth out of here and you put it in here and you remember it, then it becomes a sword. Now, Jesus taught us how to fight Satan in the temptations that he went through in the wilderness. And in every temptation, he answers Satan's dart with a quoted scripture. And Satan would say, why don't you do this? Why don't you do this? And Jesus is modeling it for us. He says, well, it says in the Bible, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And he quotes back. Now, Jesus did not pull out his pocket Old Testament when he was tempted. And when Satan said, look, I'll give you all these things if you'll fall down and worship me. He didn't say, you know, I know somewhere over here in Deuteronomy. hang on just a minute, okay? Satan, hang on. I know over here somewhere there's a verse that said, oh, yeah, this is it. Oh, no, that's not it. Here it is. No, he just quoted it. He had it in his mind. Now, let's admit he did have an advantage because he wrote it. Okay, he wrote it. But the Bible does not become your sword until you memorize it. The single most important thing you can do as a Christian is memorize verses that help you. Bar none. I started this when I was 17 years old. I have memorized thousands of Bible verses. That gives me power. Because when you're tempted, you never have a Bible with you. Let's say you're tempted to spend money you don't have on something you don't need. And you're in Nordstrom's and you see this good-looking dress. And Satan says a fiery dart, man, you'd look sexy in that. But you can't afford a $300 dress. And he said, oh, come on, just get it. Put it, charge it. You can't afford it, but charge it. Now, you're not going to pull out a verse out of a Bible at that point and go, now I know somewhere over here talks about not spending money you don't have. You need to have that verse memorized. You say, what verse? Do I have to memorize the whole Bible? Of course not. What do you memorize? The verses that help you in the most tempting areas that you have. If you have a problem with impatience, you better be memorizing some verses on patience. If you have some problems with anger, you need to be memorizing some verses on anger. If you have a problem with watching where your eyes go and lust, you need to be memorizing some verses on lust. If you have a problem with spending too much, you need to be reading through Proverbs and going, oh, that's a good one. And you write it down on a little white card and you keep it there and you keep saying it over and over till you got it memorized. You don't have to memorize the whole Bible, but you need to memorize the ones that help you. If you're always copping out and not telling, standing up and saying what you believe, you need to memorize some verses on courage. If you have problems with doubt, you need to memorize some verses on doubt. So whatever you're struggling with, that's what you need, because then you got a sword to fight back. Otherwise, when Satan puts those thoughts in your mind, you got nothing to fight back with. You're like, I'm just going to take you on, Satan. And he stands back and goes, you think I'm afraid of your words? I have no fear of your words. But when you quote the word of God, that's a sword. That's a sword. Now, in January and February of 2012, we're going to do 40 days in the Word. I've already taped all the small group materials, and I'm going to teach you how to dig riches out of the Word of God for yourself, how to study the Bible for yourself. And we're going to do that so your sword will get sharper. And let me wrap it up with two questions. First question, how do I put on all this weapon? Well, isn't this guy handsome? You know, I tell you what. Now, you know what? Ladies, this godly hunk of burning love is single. And he will wear this on a first date if you want him to. You owe me. You owe me on that one. How do you put on this weaponry or this armor so you're protected against Satan and discouragement and, you know, doubt and all these things that he throws at you? Two words, write this down. Through prayer. Prayer is the way you put on the armor. You put on all of these pieces by praying about them. And you say, God, today I need integrity in my life. I need it. I need to know your truth and I need to do your truth. I need to build my life on truth. And God, I need purity in my life today. And there's a lot of impure things out there. I don't want impure relationships, impure thoughts. I don't want impure motives. I need a clean heart. And you ask God to give you a clean heart. And you say, God, I'm so stressed out. I need serenity today. I need peace. I need to put on the shoes of good news of peace. And God, today I'm going to be anxious and I'm going to have worries and I'm going to have fears. And God, I need you to give me serenity and I want to put on the shoes of peace. That's how you say it. And God, today when there's doubts come at me, I need certainty. I need to know. And you just mentally dress yourself. You don't go into battle undressed. And God, I need sanity. My life is insane right now. My schedule is insane right now. My world is insane right now. I need sanity. I need the helmet of salvation. I need you to help me protect my mind from all the goofy ideas that Satan tries to throw in there and go, you're nuts, you're dumb, you're, and all of those wacky, crazy thoughts that I get. I need sanity. And God, I need maturity. And I'm going to memorize a Bible verse. You know, if you memorized one verse a week at the end of this year, you'd have 52 weeks, you'd have 52 verses memorized. That means you got 52 swords to use. You're no longer defenseless against Satan. You need maturity. And so prayer, write this down, prayer is how we fight the battle. A lot of people don't get prayer. A lot of people think prayer is just something you just tag on. It's kind of like singing the national anthem before a game. Yeah, you know, it's kind of nice. It's important to do, but it has no relationship whatsoever to the game. It's like, oh, say can you, you know. And then everybody claps, and then the real game starts. A lot of people think that's what prayer is, that you just kind of do it. You do it before you eat. You do it before you go to sleep. You do it in the morning. You do it before a meeting. And it doesn't really, you didn't have to put your mind in gears like Charlie Brown's Christmas special and the teacher. Wah, 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 wah. And it doesn't even matter. No, prayer is how you fight the battle. Prayer is how you win the battle, and you put these things on. Now, last question. When in your day is the best time to get spiritually dressed for battle? Morning or evening? Yeah. Because when you get up in the morning, that's why you should have a quiet time in the morning. You get up in the morning and you sit down and you pray and you mentally put on the spiritual warfare because you're getting ready to go out into battle. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense to end your day with a quiet time. Because that, you know, that means you get all dressed up in your war gear and then you get in bed. That would be uncomfortable. Okay? And so you need to do it at the start of the day. My challenge to you is that you will begin to use this metaphor in your prayer life and use it with regularity. Memorize this metaphor. So you can pray these six things. So you can say, God, I'm going into battle today. I need to have these six things. I need integrity. I need purity. I need serenity. I need certainty. Come on, God. I need your help. I need sanity. I need maturity. You can spiritually prepare yourself for battle every day. And you're going to start living in victory.
This is Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Rick will be back in just a moment with an encouraging closing thought. Now, if you've missed any part of this message, you can listen online anytime at rickwarren.org. Oh, and while you're at the website, please be sure to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional. Listen to Rick's messages, click on his social media links, and check out all the other helpful study resources available to you. Again, it's rickwarren.org. And please be sure to tell your friends and loved ones about all these great resources. And thanks so much for supporting Daily Hope. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
You know, we all face temptations every day. It's a spiritual battle that takes place inside us. And it makes us vulnerable, particularly if we don't know how to fight it. To overcome temptation is absolutely essential that you know the tactics that Satan uses to trip us up. And it's vital to learn the biblical defenses that God gives us. He has told us in His Word how to handle and how to manage the attacks of Satan. Now, in order to help you learn how to respond to the predictable patterns that Satan uses to tempt you, I've created a study kit called The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation. This kit, The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation, includes a DVD with seven different sessions and a simple booklet that'll help you learn how to overcome and defeat temptation in your life. You really need this. In the series, I will teach you the three kinds of temptation, God's antidote to temptation, and even how to avoid temptation in the first place. It is a study guide that you can use by yourself, but you'll actually get more out of it if you'll gather a small group of friends together and study it together as a small group. Now, I want to send you the Invisible War, Winning the Battle for Temptation study kit as my gift to say thanks for your support of Daily Hope with your financial gift. You know, we can't do this without you. And your generosity helps us take the hope of Christ into places all around the world and now to places that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ. You can visit rickwarren.org, www.rickwarren.org, or you can call my staff at 1-800-600-5004. If you'll be a supporter, if you'll help me out, if you'll join my team, call 1-800-600-5004. And we'd love to pray for you at the same time. Thanks for listening today, and thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Be sure to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.